on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Two men have been arrested after a 25-year-old woman was killed in a crash on the M20. The grey BMW she was driving overturned following a collision with a Peugeot on the coastbound carriageway near Hythe at around 10 last night. The men, who are both 25 and from Medway, are in custody.
KMFM News.
It's claimed the number of children being bullied online has jumped by nearly 90% in 5 years. Researchers also found most cyberbullying on Twitter takes place on Sunday evenings. Here in Kent, lessons are going to be taking place to teach children how to use social media responsibly. Rochester-based consultant Zoe Cairns will be running workshops in Ashford and Dartford. She says mums and dads need to know all about it too.
Parents need to be more aware about how social media works, because it's the new communication for children now and young adults, and I think they need to be aware of the implications, how they approach a child about it, but also know the basics at least to be able to see what their children are doing online.
An 83-year-old man from Kent has been jailed for 10 years for sexually abusing a young girl. A court heard how Lawrence Ashby from Mark Square in Gravesend was in his 60s and had just been released from prison for indecency when he began to target the victim. His name will appear on the sex offenders register for life.
KMFM News.
Donald Trump insists Americans have nothing to fear from his presidency. In his first major interview since last week's election, he says he'll be tough on abortion and immigration when he moves into the White House. Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is feeling optimistic.
I think there's a lot to be positive about, and it's very important not to prejudge the president-elect or his administration. We all need to wait and see what they come up with, but I think we should regard it as a moment of opportunity.
A 34-year-old man's been charged with refusing to take a breath test following a crash on the A249 at Detling. It happened on the southbound carriageway just before 10:30 on Friday night. Bright Phillips from Alma Road in Enfield was arrested on suspicion of drink driving. He's due to appear in court next month.
KMFM News.
There's fears that a shortage of male teachers in Kent could be having a negative impact on children's education. A study by an education charity has found just over a quarter of staff in classrooms around the county are men. Teach First is urging the government to take action to make the job more attractive for everyone. Tom's a teacher at Hollywell Primary in Upchurch and says it's a great opportunity.
So many children in these modern days don't have a male role model, and it's amazing having that sort of responsibility and having that sort of impact on their lives.
It's being reported today Marks and Spencer stores in Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells could be at risk of closure. Last week we told you the retail giant was planning to shut 30 stores and only sell food at 45 others following a fall in profits. The local data company has come up with stores it thinks will be affected.
KMFM News.
Kent's going to be lit up by a supermoon tonight. The moon will appear 30% brighter than a normal and around 14% bigger. Phil Thompson from the South East Kent Astronomical Society says it's something we haven't seen for a while.
It's incredibly close, so it's going to appear slightly larger and brighter. The last time it was this close and this bright was 1948, and the next time is going to be 2034.
KMFM Sports.
Britain's Andy Murray plays Marion Cilic at the World Tour tennis finals later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, it's his first match since becoming world number one. The Wimbledon and Olympic champion also faces Stan Wawrinka and Kainish Kouri in the group phase. He says both sides of the draw are difficult.
Tough draw, obviously, but throughout the course of the year, that happens. Sometimes you get lucky with the draw, and sometimes you don't. But I mean, all of the players here are, you know, great players, the best in the world. You know, it's not like any of the matches in either group are easy matches.
Elsewhere, the England Rugby League team failed to reach the final of the Four Nations. They were beaten 36-18 by Australia at the London Stadium. The Kangaroos will play New Zealand in Sunday's decider at Anfield. England's only win was in beating Scotland. And in ice hockey, it was a disappointing weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos, with two defeats away from home in the league. They were beaten 3-1 by Streatham on Saturday night before losing 4-0 at Oxford City Stars yesterday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.